praised be Jesus and Mary. May we focus on the first half of this gospel passage that we just heard, where the people asked, where does he get all this? Where does our Lord get all of this? He comes as one teaching with authority, as an educator. Where would he get all of this? Is he not the son of the carpenter? St. Matthew puts it, do we not know him, the carpenter, the son of Joseph? It focuses on the work he did before he began his public ministry. And we do that because we celebrate today the feast of St. Joseph the Worker, the feast that was given to us in 1955 to emphasize the importance of work and to give us as our patron and example St. Joseph, who was a carpenter, a builder, and our Lord would have followed his example, and that was quite the custom in that day and age, to follow the work of your father. And St. Joseph, known as the father of our Lord, putative father, so our Lord would have followed him in that work. And it is that we focus on today, work, which frequently we look upon as something to disdain, toil, hard labor. And if we approach our work that way, something that just wears us out and we just don't like it, we get to despise our work with the fact that we have to work. And if we look at it that way, then no wonder. But if we look at it as our cooperation with the creation of God, with God's creation, and that's what we saw in the first reading from Genesis, that our Lord puts Adam in the garden to till it. And at that point, before the fall, it was not toil. It was not burdensome. It was very joyful. It wasn't until after the fall and the consequential disorder within man, because of the fall, that work became something tedious and toilsome. As God pointed out to Adam when he cursed the ground and said, now thistles and thorns will it produce. By the sweat of your brow will you till it while you work. So if we look at it the way we really should, it's this cooperation with the creation, with God's creation, with God's own act of creation, then it becomes something joyful. And if we use it and recognize it as that which we can use towards the common good, to help each other, now it becomes something joyful. It may be hard at times. It may be tedious at times, but yet it's something joyful, and that we can approach it with that joy of knowing that we are working with God. And we should remind ourselves of that as we work. Actually, we should begin it with a prayer. And ask St. Joseph, ask our Lord to help us carry it out precisely for that, to fulfill his will, to use it for the good of others. For myself, yes, but for the good of others as well, and to help us grow and to build ourselves and our community. Then it becomes something quite joyful, bringing us closer to God. And to repeat, we have St. Joseph as our example and as our patron, who would have working there in his workshop with his tools, etc., and with the aid of Jesus, right, would have found it at times quite tiresome. But all he needed to do is look there on his Lord, our Lord and God, working there with him, and becomes a joy again, and he continues his work. And put it, and so we work that way, with that conviction that we are working together with God to improve his creation. Not that he was perfect already, but I mean, because God, of course, is perfect, but that we can make it better for ourselves, working with God You see? And it becomes something, even if it's hard and tedious, something joyful. And we can work then with, we'll adamantly, vehemently, uniting ourselves with Him. And do it well. Consecrate on it, do it well. Concentrate on it, and do it well for the glory of God. Praise be Jesus and Mary.